you can still have some faults. Y'all ain't, y'all. I need to go over here. Am I right? So the reality is we have to start thinking and knowing that I am righteous because Jesus made me righteous. I'm righteous because of what Jesus did on the cross. And nothing that I can do to make me, nothing that I can do or work to make me righteous or in right standing. See, that's been the problem in days past when we was growing up in the church. We was made to feel like you got to do all this stuff to be right. Righteousness come through Jesus Christ. Intimacy come as a result of knowing God as your personal Savior. It's because you want to know Him better. The blessings that God has made available to us, they are already made available. We don't have to beg and plead for blessings. Only thing we have to do is to believe Him and allow His word to bring it to pass in our life. And we do that because our mind has been transformed with the word of God. Is that making sense? All right. So if all of this is true now, what we have to do now is look at what we're talking about here in Philippians. Let's go to Philippians 3. 3 and verse number, let's start at verse number 7. Start at verse number 7. All right, ready? Read. What does it say? Uh-huh. He said, those things that were gain to me, he said, I count it what? In other words, all the things that Paul, now this is Paul talking, he's talking here to the church at Philippi, and he's letting them know some things as relates to his credentials and the things that the things that he has gained as a natural man. All right? He says here, but what things were gain to me, those I count loss for Christ. What does the Amplified say? Verse number 7.
But whatever former things I had that might have been gains to me, I have come to consider as one combined loss for Christ's sake.
Uh-huh. Verse number 8. What does the verse 8 say?
Yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss.
He said, I count everything as loss.
Compared to the possession of the priceless privilege.
He said, in comparison, this is the Amplified, in comparison, compared to the possession of the priceless privilege. In other words, we as Christians, we have been given a priceless privilege. See, once you become a born-again believer, it's not the end. Once you come born again, see, I told you on New Year's night, this is beyond being the born-again experience, what we're talking about. When we say we want intimacy with God, when we want to know Him, this knowing is beyond the experience of being born again and being ready now for and to have eternal life. Because the moment you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you now have eternal life living in you. You don't have to wait till you die to have eternal life. This, you got to understand, this is a privilege. As a believer, Paul is saying here, he said, all the stuff I gained, he said, I count it loss. All the education, and you know, he was educated among the elite of his day. He said, I count all of that as dung. Read.
Yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possession of the priceless privilege, mm-hmm. the overwhelming preciousness.
See, you know what? It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, really, we in the body of Christ have taken salvation so lightly. No, really, we don't look at serving God as a privilege. Notice one thing. Now, if any one of us in here right now had the opportunity to Barack Obama called us and said, I want you to come now and start hanging out with me in the White House. How many of you would consider that as a privilege? Because why? Everybody can't go. Come on with me. But we look at salvation as just being, you know, once we come to know the Lord, then we some of us get bored. Now, we might as well be right. We might as well come on and get with it and look at it in the face. See, when you don't understand what you have, then you become bored with it. Glory to God. Understand this. That was a story about this violin. You know that story about the violin. This violin, this guy found this old violin in the attic of his grandparents or somebody's house or whatever. And he didn't realize, he thought it was an old violin, right? So he took all this stuff he thought was antiques to a guy who could place value on these items, as he thought possibly it may be worth some money, okay? Now, what he did, he brought the violin, and this violin was it was a very precious, priceless instrument, and it was like only a few of them made when it was made, and I don't think on record there was hardly any of them left in existence, and now he finds that he has this violin that is priceless. All right? Now, the guy gets it, he cleans it up, he tunes it up, and he begins to play it, and now he put a price tag on it that it is worth millions. But the guy, do you think his perception of that violin changed from the time he found it to the time the guy put the value on it? It was the same violin. Only thing somebody did was validated it. And this is what my job is. It's to validate the word. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, we must understand that this is a privilege for us to be saved.